You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Eric Hutchinson, if you want to rock and roll this morning, 10 minutes gone on your 9. Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning.
And Simo, it is time to talk the Milky Bar Kid because, well, for the last week and a half or so, we've been trying to get you to become the new Milky Bar Kid adult version, which they are looking for someone that fits just that bill.
Mind you, if you're interested yourselves, it closes this weekend.
Okay.
Like, you can send in your 30-second little snippet because this is the person that you want to be.
The Milky Bars are on me.
Yes. But you want to be the adult version.
Yes, if you want to be the adult version of that, you've got until this weekend to sign in. But don't, because Simo, you fit the bill perfectly for the adult Milky Bar Kid. If you've never seen a picture of Simo, he's blonde, he's got blue eyes, he's the perfect Milky Bar Kid.
So gorgeous.
He walks around sometimes in a massive
cowboy hat,
stirrups, and all that sort of thing. So you would be perfect.
Yep.
And Simo, throughout the last week and a half or so, I've kind of appointed myself campaign manager. We spoke to people at Nestle HQ who make the Milky Bar on the show. Try and get some tips. I wrote a song just to encourage you. We had a little bit of a falling out, but I think that's all been patched over now.
Yeah.
And Simo, I think today is the day that we're going to end this. So you've typed up your resume that will be sent off.
That's right.
Got a little 30-second video and a little clip that has also been sent off. And it is in Nestle's hands from here on onwards.
That's right.
If they don't choose you, I will never eat Milky Bars again.
So it's less, Milky Bar Kid. It's a little more like Milky Bar Man is what they're looking for, right? So effectively, what I thought was, well, I did a casting video. I don't know if, have you ever had to do these before?
No.
Okay, so I have.
So what is it? So this was the 30-second thing that you had said.
30-second video. Basically, it just goes along the lines of, hi, my name's Simo. I do this for a living, like whatever it is your job is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, I would be an excellent candidate for Milky Bar Kid because this, this, and this.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, I'm highly active, I'm adventurous, I don't mind, you know, long hours and things like that.
We actually wanted to play that this morning.
But I was like, it's super boring.
Yeah, which doesn't hold out well for your application if you're saying that your entry video is, quote, super boring.
Right.
I am concerned.
Right, so I thought about that and then I was like, well, I could, you know, it's still open. This weekend, I could just send in another one.
Send in two applications. I like this.
And I know that you're someone that you like things to be punchy. You like a lot of effort put in, right?
Which is weird because I don't put that much effort in.
So, and also you're quite handy. Your singing voice is lovely. You're very good at teaming up with profile musicians. You've teamed up with, who have you done? Justin Bieber you've sung with?
I think I've done Bieber twice. One Direction,
yep.
A couple of others as well. But I wouldn't say my singing voice is lovely.
Now, for my application, I've actually teamed up with one of your favourite bands.
Okay.
Yeah. So
can I have a guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. What bands do I like at the moment? Lucas Graham?
No. So this is like your massive guilty pleasure band. I got them on the phone. I was like, Jordan's a massive fan. He'd love us to be able to team up.
Who is it?
The Killers.
Oh, I do like The Killers. They're not like a guilty pleasure. I genuinely like them.
Okay, right, yeah. So
I don't know why I thought of the Danish band Lucas Graham first, but I was listening to them this morning.
So we teamed up,
mm-hmm.
and we have come up with a new application. It is called The Milky Bar Man.
So hang on, so let's get this straight. So you have teamed up with The Killers.
That's right.
To write a song.
Mm-hmm.
I assume in that case, Brandon Flowers, who is the lead singer of The Killers.
Yep.
He will be doing the singing because he is an amazing singer.
He's on the backing vocals.
He got shafted.
He's on the backing vocals.
So who's on main vocals?
I'm on lead.
You're on lead vocals. You said to Brandon Flowers, get stuffed, mate.
Yeah.
I'm singing this.
No, because he thought it would be special because you're such a fan.
I'm going to contact Brandon Flowers right now and find out.
You ready?
All right, so this is you. The very unhappy Brandon Flowers on backing vocals.
This is called The Milky Bar Man.
All natural ingredients.
It's the Milky Bar Kid.
White chocolate in a pack. It's a really good snack. I got news for you, babe. I'm the Milky Bar Man. Milky goodness fame. I'm a household name. I got news for you, babe. I'm the Milky Bar Man.
The Milky Bars are on me. I'm the man.
All natural ingredients.
It's the Milky Bar Kid.
Bit of a solo in there as well for you, Jordan.
Thank you.
And so that's the application that the Killers have helped me put together.
I see. I mean, can't help but feel Branded Flowers on backing vocals turned into a small child.
It's the remix.
And there was a cow in there as well.
Milky bar, mate. Diet tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was thinking it's like beef. It's like, what?
No, it's dairy, you knob.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, that's fine. But Simo, so that is all done. That is sent away to the Nestle people. We will send them your collaboration with the Killers as well.
I reckon that's going to be a hit as well.
And then, oh yeah, number one at Christmas time, without a doubt.
Boom.
And then Simo, it is all in Nestle's people's hands now. My work here as your campaign manager is done.
Yeah, well, you know, you inspired us, really. Your favourite band and me together.
If you win, you better share your Milky Bars with me. That's all I'm saying.
Drops of Jupiter now. Snow FM, this is Train. That she's
back in Simo and Jordan.
Drops of Jupiter, that was Train. 20 past 9, Snow FM. Simo, Jordan, right here with you for your Friday.
And Simo, whenever you have to transfer money to a friend or a family member or whatever via your banking app... You're aware of this?
I'm aware.
You're just looking at me with like a glazed look.
I don't do
what
that.
What is this transfer of money that you speak of?
No, I don't. It's not how I roll.
Oh, you never pay anyone back, whatever they...
Well, no, I just never do it that way. Typically, cash, buy them something, they buy me something. It's kind of... It's a good way of... I don't know. I just like keeping track that way rather than...
Yeah, fair enough.
...being fiscally on it. But that might just be my poor maths.
Perhaps, you never know. But also, what you can do, if you want to, is whatever bank you're with, you can download the app, and then say if someone buys you lunch, you can just say, oh yeah, here you go, I'll just quickly transfer you $10, $15, however much it is.
Helps people sleep at night, right? For those that are concerned about that stuff.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure it would. But Simo, there is a little description thing whenever you transfer money.
Right.
That will kind of let you kind of say what this money is for.
The remitter, yeah.
Yeah, so perhaps you might say it's for lunch or something, or, you know, you had to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this is more a male thing, but whenever, you know, you're transferring money to your mates, that description thing never gets used for...
Oh, yeah.
...actually describing what the money is.
I had a case of this with my mates go horribly wrong.
Oh, really? What happened?
You go first.
You're just going to try and find a G-rated version of the story.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, so the description thing, like, for example, you can put rent if that's what the money's for, but often you don't. Often there's a little bit of a joke. You'd say, oh, this is cream for the rash.
Yeah.
Or, like, something that would be embarrassing, because I think that pops up on your statement as well.
It does.
Your bank statement.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can kind of see, oh, no, it wasn't that. It was just my mates having a joke. But whoever looks at it, your bank or whatever, think it is.
Yeah, so this is what occurred with my mates for, I think it was over 4 years. Someone had been sending my mate, Kian, 1 cent transactions for sexual favours for like once a month for at least 4 years. And then he printed...
That's dedication.
He printed out his statements to get a home loan.
Oh, no.
And he nearly got blocked because like, what is this? Go like, this is a very weird, like, we're not just going to give you money to spend if there's some odd transactions happening.
Although, what 1 cent a month for 4 years, this is what, 72 cents if my maths is correct?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, he'd chuck that in the piggy bank.
The joke was worth the amount that the guy paid for sure.
So now the reason I bring all this up is because one of Australia's big four banks, they have announced that they will be kind of keeping an eye on people's descriptions and what you write when you're transferring money.
Right.
And if... like what happened to your friend, something like that happened, it could potentially harm you. And like, if you want to take out a loan or whatever with the bank,
it already can.
So they're kind of trying to say, well, look, don't do it.
Don't dickhead around with the remitter name.
Yeah. Banking is serious.
Yeah.
This could affect you in the future.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, Simo.
Yeah.
I know all of this and that it will potentially affect mates in the future.
I'm not surprised because you title emails super dumb headlines as well.
What do I do? When was the last time I sent you an email?
Anyone in this building that gets an email from Jordan is always, it's always like, it's always labelled.
You're trying to think of a G-rated version of it, but you
it's
can't.
It's always labelled some kind of product that's out of, you know, some pseudoscience lab in India, like that Jordan's come up with. It's like, oh yeah, another important email from Jordan.
Well, Simo, just hope whenever you're going for a home loan that they don't check your emails.
Hopefully not.
But yeah, so that's, be careful when you're giving descriptions.
Yeah, this is self-help, Jordan. I don't do this.
Mm.
This is you, right? This is self-help for you.
stop labelling stuff crap.
And Simo, I hear your self-help.
Yeah.
And I choose to ignore it.
Why am I not surprised? Miss Independent, much like Mr. Independent, Jordan, this morning. Kelly Clarkson, you're on Snow FM Breakfast.
Simo and Jordan.
Kanye West, Stronger this morning, 20 minutes on the way to your 10. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, we've talked about white chocolate a fair bit over the last sort of week or so.
Yeah.
And I want to continue that.
Okay.
Because, caramel, it's a kind of white chocolate, isn't it?
Mm.
You're a big fan of this. When it came back, I think it was last winter, it was kind of really popular and really round, and you got into it a bit.
Yeah, well, more, I was just really into the fatty nature of it, like how it really divided people, because it was neither caramel nor white chocolate. It was kind of like it was
a mix of both.
Yeah.
Type thing.
That's it. Was star-crossed lovers that just, you know, the Romeo and Juliet story never really ends well.
Mm.
Much the same for caramel.
That's what Cadbury should describe it as, the Romeo and Juliet of chocolate.
Look, our marketing department, Simo and Jordan's marketing department, is always open.
There you go, Cadbury, give us a call. Simo, it was kind of around in Australia for a little bit sort of last winter, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of these things that kind of Cadbury just kind of pop up and go, oh, we're doing it, now it's gone again.
Yeah, well, there was a guy in Sydney that bought $6,000 worth and burnt it. Burnt it, and he was shirtless at the time and wearing a crown. So that says everything you need to know about that dude.
Fair enough. Well, Simo, caramel, it is making a comeback, just slightly different and not here in Australia.
Okay.
It's close to Australia, New Zealand.
Ah, New Zealand.
Across the ditch, they are getting their own type of caramel chocolate. However, this is caramel with honeycomb in it as well.
That's nice. That's good. Adding more. I mean, yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Like when you make a salad, how far do you go? How many things do you add?
You must be the first person to ever describe caramel chocolate as quite a salad.
Well, like, as an example, right?
Mm.
If you're making a salad at home, there becomes a time when you should stop adding things, right? Sure, you start off with some lettuce, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe then you go, what, some tomato?
Yeah.
Cucumber?
No, cucumber.
Right, but that's when... Okay, but I'm saying, like, as sheer volume of stuff, we're starting to get a list.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, well, then the cheese has all of a sudden arrived.
Maybe there's cheese in salad.
That happens.
Really?
Yeah, olives get involved there.
Oh, no, they're horrible.
And then you got your red onions.
No. I think what we're learning from this is I'm really not a fan of salad.
Right, and then you might start, like, getting a bit crazy with power, because, you know, you've already filled it with all this other stuff.
Mm.
Next thing you know, there's a couple of bits of beetroot in there.
God, you are... Watch out, Simo's going crazy.
Then
Simo's going crazy this weekend. He's going to put beetroot in a salad.
And then corn.
Like, yeah, the corn's disgusting.
Right, corn might all of a sudden be rocking up in there, and it's kind of a little bit... You know, adding too many ingredients, the age-old thing of, is it too many cooks in the kitchen?
Something like that.
Yeah, you don't want that. So with the chocolate, if you're doing white chocolate, honeycomb, and caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of stepping on that territory of adding too many things.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it could backfire spectacularly.
Well, look, Simo, I sort of do agree with you, because I kind of tried caramel when it came out in Australia last year.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
It was fine, right?
It was fine. I didn't really see what all the fuss was about, I'm not going to lie.
The fuss was how divisive it was.
Mm.
Some people were like, it's okay, it's fine. I was like, it's not that great. Why did you even bother? And they're like, no.
Well, Simo, this type of honeycomb caramel is coming out in New Zealand. There is at the moment no plans to release it in Australia.
Okay.
Well, actually, no plans to release it this year, perhaps next year. You never know.
Well,
like I say, I wasn't completely sold on the idea of caramel first time around.
Yeah.
But I want to go into this with an open mind.
Yeah, life's a rich tapestry, Jordan. You've got to try all things.
Yeah, exactly.
Try everything at least once.
And I will be more than willing
to
take part in a block or 17 of this new honeycomb caramel chocolate just to make sure that I'm 100% either in the yes or no camp. I'm willing to make that sacrifice, Simo.
You're willing to make a sacrifice for the rest of us as quality control.
Yes, I will be in charge of quality control of chocolate.
97.7 Simo and Jordan.
Bruno Mars. Oh, Locked out of heaven this morning. Simo and Jordan with you. On the way to your 10. Just hanging out. Just about out of time as well, though, Jordan.
Yeah, well, Simo, it is last thing on a Friday, which is always the time when we look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin.
diary. It was a short working week due to the public holiday. But nevertheless, it was another big week with Simo and Jordan. Jordan started the week by doing a bit of singing.
What do you mean? Simo, manage campaign, you say yes, but you turn and say no. What do you mean?
The boys talked about escaped zoo animals.
Escaped zoo animals, something we cover on this show quite often.
Only when one escapes. It's like we don't come on every morning and go, by the way, no zoo animals have escaped in the last 24 hours.
We should do that. Right next to the snow report.
Simo did a top five of pasta-themed amusement rides, but had a little trouble when he got to number one.
And coming in at number one, I cannot remember what number one is.
Didn't you write it down?
Yeah, my writing is way too... I really need to improve my penmanship.
Pass me your piece of
paper. It's definitely a lasagna one.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not sure.
I can make out the letters, but I don't know what it means. C-O-U-R-E-S-D-L-G-N-E. Corsagna.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a carousel-agnate.
Jordan reviewed the first couple of episodes of Big Brother.
I didn't see any loose clothing or nothing untoward happened last night on the Big Brother. I think everyone was pretty clothed.
No, there was... I can't remember his name, that blonde guy. So he was in the house for about 30 seconds. He already took his shirt off.
Oh, that's
I'm like, come on, dude. Seriously, mate?
Well, that's something to live by. It's like, if you look good doing it, go ahead. Do it, you know, fine. That's all right.
Yeah, but at the same time, 30 seconds.
Simo wasn't sure if he had the right country.
Norway? Is it Norway?
And it turns out Simo is actually quite good at chess.
I have actually defeated a... What was he? He was the state champion at the time.
So does that then make you the state champion?
No, it wasn't.
Is it like cage fighting or something? If you beat the champion, did you get a belt or something like that?
It wasn't. It was like, if you want to continue with that example, in that scenario, it would be like if I beat up the cage fighter in the street, like without anyone noticing.
So you beat the state chess master illegally.
That's right.
In the street.
Simo, if you're feeling confident, come have a game against Chess Master G from Admin. I'll be waiting. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Chess Master G?
Oh, look, she's making the devil eyes at you, Simo.
She's got a good, cool name as well for chess.
Yeah, what's your cool chess name?
Oh, Simo. That's all I got.
Look, if I was a gambling man, I'd go with Chess Master
chess
G,
Master
not going to lie.
Yeah, but everyone loves a David versus Goliath story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the underdog, really scrappy on the chessboard against Chess Master G.
I still think Chess Master G will win.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.